So the we're talking now that Hashem is going to run the world in 134 Kaf Lamed Aleph. Hashem is going to run the world in two. We discussed this multiple times in the Sefer. Hashem runs the world two parallel tracks: Hanhagas HaMishpat and Hanhagas HaYichud. So now he's explaining a little bit more about each one of these. Right? The Hanhagas HaYichud is the Hanhaga that ensures that the Yichud will come out, that the Tikkun of the Ra will take place. And Hanhagas HaMishpat is that everything is api armaisim. So he allows us to do up to a certain degree within the framework of getting us to the ultimate finish line. Right? We're not gaining anything from our maisim. Hashem created a hanhaga of mishpat that he will respond in kind to the way we behave. That the zchus and the chayv is not because Hashem is in a good mood because we got something, he did something, we did something for him, so he's in a good mood to give it to us. It's mitzad, oh, so we need to receive. That there's a real system of consequence and a system of tzharvoinish based on our ma'isim. Loi te'elus v'chisaron la'atzmar yisbarach. It's not actually true life anything for Hashem. El l'mashu reitz lif'ol banu. It's more in order to explain his hanhaga towards us. Who Indian Kishiso Oyster and Sunday Shamakam, Masif and Kayak Bagvur Shamaila, Shapirshu Chazal. That Chazal said, what it means is that he's Masif the possibility for us when we do good Masim, it's Masif Kayak Lamaila. Doesn't mean it's Masif Kayak Lamaila, actually. This Nevshachayim says this also. It's Masif in the Hashpa from Lamala to Lamata, which appears as though it's being Masif in the Kayak of Lamala. And it's not that Hashem can't be mashpia as much as he wants, regardless. But he said, created the system that he should only be give as much as we do. Okay, now, it's all created as part of the system that the response should be kifi our ma'isim. This was all created as a system. The This is the hanhaga, which is based on our behavior, which is hanhaga of Tov and Ra. So Hashem created a system that kefi armaisim, certain toelios would come out. Not that it must be that way, but because this is the world that he created.
Any different than nature? Or the same type of thing, no?
Meaning?
The physical nature of the world. It's a system. Physical nature, right? The nature. It doesn't have to be like that, but that's the system that comes from this world.
So that's what I'm wondering.
So,
I'm wondering that, is that the point? Or is the point That's definitely true. That's definitely true. There's even more than that. Like, really, it's just arbitrary because it's only in the world that reflects, that cares about our meisim. The whole concept of caring about our meisim is a chiddush. Because in reality, what's going on is Hashem is trying to get the world to its tachlis. But since in order to get to its tachlis, we need to get rid of the ra, so Hashem now makes a system that will respond to our meisim. So, kind of like that. A little more. And instead, you could argue there needs to be a system, and this is the system Hashem used. You could argue not like that, because there's no system at all. Everything should just be dependent on what today, when Hashem wants the sun to rise, tomorrow, when Hashem wants the sun to rise. It doesn't be based on yesterday.
Yeah. I guess I'll say it's involved. Shkafa
Right. Okay. Now, if it's a tzarich, there is scharva inish in this world and in the next world. We talk about chadish siduri matzav bnei adam matzav atoyim matzav aroyim. You have to create situations with kavasa reichukam elo elo yisbarach bad drogas meduktekas of yinim maaseim. And the hanhaga has to match the meisim. The tikkun amakol kolam shu klala tshuva. But Kabbalah says through moilam asa moilam abo. Nimtzes kol zoi sa hanhaga mitzarech as the chazman and masirah. This whole concept that Hashem runs the world based on our meisim is only because there's ra in the world that we have to defeat, and therefore our meisim matter. Now you understand how it's so, why it's so complicated to run the world. Yeah, there's a lot of parts to it. A lot of moving parts. Okay? Meaning, really, the world should have nothing to do with our Bechira. It shouldn't change anything. But Hashem made it that we do affect the Bria because we have to be the ones that are getting rid of the Ra. So Memela, Hashem did it that we affect the world. Memela, when we do toiv, it's like we did toiv to the world, and the world will respond. Oh, but here says the other thing. Here he makes a reference to the parallel world. But this is all talking about Vad ha'anhaga ha'amuka ha'misaveves kula. This is besides the fact that there's a parallel hanhaga of yichud, which is getting the world to its ultimate tachlis, and make sure that everything is leading towards ultimate bittul of ra. You said this. And this hanhaga is based on Hashem being the Gal himself at the end. And the hanhaga is getting the galgal back to where it should be. And this hanhaga it's until we could literally be megala. The toys. I can't explain to you the pratim because pratim are endless. Because every case is different. Every person's meisim are different. So there's no way for me to explain to you the pratim, but I can't explain to you the klolim of the hanaga, and that's what I plan to explain to you. This is very important, two fundamental principles. And you have to have a lot of chokhmah for this. I will start with the first one And again, the second one said, I'm going to show him the Dodger Kishaman. Like, I'm ready.